You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Dale McKinley. I'm a writer, researcher, and an activist. I'm here because I've just written a new book called South Africa's Corporatized Liberation, which is an analysis of the ANC in power since the end of apartheid. So it's published by Fernwood Press here in Canada, and I've been going to Ottawa here in Halifax and Toronto. So it's very nice to be here and to engage people on the book. That is a long history to tell, but basically what my book is talking about is that while there have been quite a number of improvements, and yes, we must welcome the end of apartheid, the unfortunate reality is that since the ANC has been in power, they have moved further and further away from the people and the promises that they made, and have gone close to capital and the rich, and so inequality has increased, repression has increased, all the things that many people are experiencing across the world. And so while there might be a huge sense of disappointment in what has happened, my job here is to try to get people to see that reality, and then also to appreciate that there are many struggles that are happening to confront that, to resist it, to move beyond that, and I talk about that in the book. Well, I think at the beginning there was, everybody respected, I think, the sacrifices of Nelson Mandela, and he certainly played a somewhat of a unifying role. The problem was, which is now becoming much more apparent, is that the other side of that equation was that Mandela didn't pay much attention to the social economic front. So he allowed and gave his blessing to not confronting those inequalities, the ownership, the land issues, all of these other kinds of things. So while we had a peaceful transition, unfortunately, that peace was at the cost of justice. In many cases, while apartheid ended politically, it didn't end socially and economically. So unfortunately, Mandela is no longer with us, but that legacy needs to be addressed, and we need to move beyond that period and beyond Mandela himself. Well, I think I'm a strong believer in the power of people themselves to chart and to change their own future. And in South Africa, we have a very rich tapestry of those community organizations, social movements, people's organizations that are beginning to try to come together to basically transform power. My argument is that it's not just good enough to go and get elected and to become the leader, but we must all be leaders. We must all do it from the bottom up.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.